It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go shoot and go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. And let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models and inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Cats, they fall last night in overtime to the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. They're back at it tomorrow hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. Meanwhile, Hurricanes, they look to stay undefeated tomorrow at high noon against Louisville. Coverage on 560 begins at 8 a.m. in that one. The Canes going into this matchup are 5-point favorites currently. They opened as a -4. It has grown to -5 for this game.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. Over under is set as 60.5.
So 5.5, that basically means that the Canes, they expect the Canes to score somewhere around 35 points.
You can put up points now. Some NBA news. Kawhi Leonard is out indefinitely with right knee inflammation.
Let me give you the headline of that. In NBA news, Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi Leonard.
Well, you're not wrong.
Like,
you're not wrong.
He's the only guy that ends up hurt and he doesn't play basketball.
Yeah. Well, they did send
him to play basketball.
They probably knew something was wrong in the summer because they sent his ass home from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Awkward to put him in the tip-off commercial. That was a bad choice by them.
Well, because all they had to do was this.
Like, I don't understand.
All they had to do was this. Wasn't nobody moving.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why they would choose, of all people, Kawhi Leonard to go in there. Bam was in it. That was cool.
I think they did one from every team.
I
they might not have used it.
I didn't see any member of the Jazz in that commercial.
I think they might have used a part just because it wasn't in the commercial.
Hmm.
Because
but Leroy. All right, have him in there. He starts the commercial looking at Ant. That was a bad choice.
Looking, not guarding.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
What a fascinating player, man. What a fascinating player.
If he's healthy, he's like borderline unstoppable.
Yeah.
On both sides of the floor.
That dude, he shut LeBron down in the peak of his powers. In his last year with Miami, and then took Toronto took Toronto to the NBA Finals. I mean, like that, and won
with one of the greatest shots to beat Philly. Yep. That ball bouncing, fading away behind the basket, bouncing up and down, and going in was one of the craziest shots I've ever seen.
Sure was, but now. Out indefinitely with right knee inflammation. He has not even practiced so far this training camp. Jeez.
Well, that's what happens when them bones rub on each other.
Speaking of, by the way, we were mentioning this guy yesterday, Justice Winslow. He just signed a contract with the Milwaukee Bucks G League team. Mm.
Wow. That's where he is now.
Yep.
That's amazing, right?
Not
many G Leaguers get extended. He had extended him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did extend him.
Winslow culture. Thought I forgot about that, huh?
Nope. I knew you didn't forget. I knew you didn't forget to reference that for Leroy. We had Justice Winslow at Media Day 1 year. We asked him his second year, I think, about Heat culture, and he goes, "I got my own Winslow culture." I was like, "Very good." Didn't play the rest of the season, basically.
Who's that?
He's another guy that mysteriously gets hurt all the time.
Yep. Speaking of guys who do get hurt, but got some respect yesterday.
Oh.
And I was kind of happy to see this. Did you see the guys, the inside the NBA guys, did their own player rankings? Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And both Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have Tyler Hero in their top 50. And I was like, "Ooh, pretty cool."
Where's Jimmy?
Charles Barkley. Jimmy was in the 20s.
21.
I think he was 21 for Shaq, and I think he was 24 for Charles Barkley. But this is crazy, Leroy. Listen to this, because the Jimmy thing is not that interesting. The Tyler Hero, 42.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to the people Charles Barkley has behind him.
Mm.
He has Tyler Hero at 42, 43, Donovan Mitchell.
Ooh.
46, Trey Young.
Whoa.
47, Bradley Beal.
Can I just say this?
I like that.
You know, in Cleveland, they're looking at that list doing the same thing you did yesterday.
Right.
We were talking to Tyler. And I told him, I said, it ain't about the list. It's about the people that are ahead of you on that list.
Well, that's but the thing that's funny is, like, imagine how many times Tyler Hero saw on Twitter. He's like, "I'm in a Donovan Mitchell rumor again." And Chuck says, "You're better." Charles Barkley says, "You're better, Tyler Hero."
Wow. I don't know. I'm going to just say this. If there was a draft right now,
mm-hmm,
and you could have Mitchell or Tyler Hero, I think it'd go 95% Mitchell. It's not a knock on Tyler. I'm just saying that's the way that would go.
I would agree. And the 5% is the Hero family and me. Because that's my guy right there. Boy,
you had, Marcos, you ever notice with a local player how he kind of picks the soft landing? Right? You always pick the soft landing.
What are you talking about, dude?
Ooh, if it's playoff time, I'd take Jordan. You go, "Who are you kidding? You know I got Jimmy."
Then Shaquille O'Neal, he had Tyler Hero ranked 38th in the top 40. Above number 39, Tyrese Maxey. 40,
wow.
Kristaps Porzingis. Ooh. He's got him above Domantas Sabonis.
Ooh.
I like Shaq's list. That's a Heat life.
That's
right
a good
there.
List.
It's a good
well,
list.
Well, I think I
that's how you list Shaq.
Huh?
That's how you list Shaq.
I think Sabonis kind of has that success, kind of like Rudy Gobert. Like, you give him credit for it, but when you watch it, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the nerds like him a lot more than the players.
Because they're just looking at numbers.
Right.
They're not watching him play and watching how awkward he looks.
100 games straight of a double-double. Congrats. All right, dude. Where is he in the playoffs? Exactly. But anyway, because like Tyler on most of these lists, we talked to him about the one where he was 87th, but he's been mostly in like the 70s. That's kind of where he's lying on most of these lists. He got two Hall of Famers saying, top 40 player. I'll tell you what, if he's a top 40 player, Peter in business this year, dude.
Well, here's the deal. You are actually picking a list that some people have made up.
Hall of Legends. Legends, not people. I don't Legends. Even,
it is not an indication of what's going to happen on the court. That's just their assessment of the player. So Let me ask you. So if you're top four, does that mean 20 points a game? Does that mean 20 and 10? Does it mean 20 and 5? And, you know, does that mean 42% from three? What is that? What is – wait. I answer the question. Don't welch out on it. What does top 40 mean?
I don't want to box in what a legend thinks. In his mind, he has Tyler Hero above Donovan Mitchell. What did Donovan Mitchell average last year? Like 27 a game? So I don't know what he thinks. I can't be in the mind of one Charles Barkley. He sees what he sees. And I've always said about Charles Barkley.
No, you haven't.
A savant. No. You know, a basketball savant, really.
Minus one.
Man, why?
For just for straight deception. Up lying.
For yeah. lying.
Fraudulence.
Fraud with good access.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell averaged 27 points a game last year. Year before that, 28. I mean, if he's got Tyler Hero above him. What do you want me to do? I'm supposed to, what am I? You're going to tell Charles Barkley he's wrong? The round mound of rebound?
No, I'm not.
Sir here. Chuck?
I can't say he's wrong now that you have gone all in hook, line, and sinker over nope. a list. So let me ask you. Let's do it this way. If it were switched,
mm-hmm.
and then Donovan Mitchell averaged 15 points and six rebounds and three assists, what would you be saying?
This year?
Yeah.
Fat cat.
Okay. So, if Tyler averages that, what are you going to say?
I can't live in the world of hypotheticals, Leroy. What I can tell you is...
Wait, you see what happened? You see what happened? He bit the hook and then spit it.
What I can tell you is...
No, you're a fraud. You're fraud.
I am just happy for Tyler Hero. Getting some respect from some all-timers. Because I don't feel like he does get a lot of respect. I feel like most people like to dump on Tyler Hero.
All right.
And where's Bam? Bam was not on. They only released up to 21. He was not on Shaq or Chuck's list, which makes me think he's in the top 20.
I say he's top 15.
Kenny had him, I believe, at 20. Kenny's list was questionable. Questionable list from Kenny. They call him Questionable Kenny.
Hey, and where was Tyler on his list?
Not on the list. Okay. Not on the top 50.
What was the and most
where
questionable?
Was, where was Bam?
29.
And where was Jimmy?
27.
Okay, that's why he
has Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox above them.
What? And that's why. And that is why.
Questionable.
You think
list.
The list sucks.
Well, questionable. You know, I'm not saying it sucks. I'm just saying a questionable list, you know?
Okay.
Feels to me like, you know, he got a little too cute. That's
you know what I love about these lists? You never revisit them at the end of the year. They just go away. So that means all your little hot takes that happen before the season starts, they just mysteriously go away.
Not me. I'm on record, dude. Everybody can find what they need to. It's all out there for everybody.
But what? Listen, see, here's the problem. There are times when you should just slowly back out and just leave a conversation where it is. But then you have to do that.
Why? What would you mean?
Oh, I'm accountable to him. You can always pull up what I said and blah, 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 blah. No. Because every time Marcos pulls it up, you know what you do? You slither out of it like a snake.
He doesn't have any of that on Tyler Hero. Like, I've always had Tyler Hero's back.
Oh, Tyler Hero's a fraud.
Tyler Hero, soft as Charmin. Never going to be a big-time basketball player. Tyler Hero cares more about fashion than basketball. Tyler Hero isn't even as good as Korkmaz. Tyler Hero is a charlatan bum. I don't like what you're doing, Marcos.
Oh, no.
I need to start putting things in context.
Did you not say those things?
I said people are saying those things. Oh, and he takes people. Out the lead up. You know, he gets
what
cute with
you,
the editing.
What do you
machine.
Mean, people?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
You do.
Okay.
The Miami Heat are better without Tyler Hero. This title run would have never happened with Tyler Hero. Hey. Tyler Hero's broken hand is the reason the Miami Heat are in the final. Tyler Hero can't hold Caleb Martin's jockstrap.
Really?
Tyler Hero, turnstile McGee, thank God he hasn't been out there, that sieve on defense. Tyler Hero's a regular season player. Tyler Hero is never going to be clutch. Tyler Hero is nothing but a pretty boy on the court.
I don't like what you're doing.
Okay. You're no better than North Korea. Hey, you really are.
Did you or did you not say those things?
But you're taking out the in-betweens. Like, he's taking out the transitions to make it seem like I'm saying those things. I was reading comments.
You got a whole mixtape. At what point did you say, you know what, I better stop doing this?
I don't know that he's going to use this stuff to try and incriminate me later.
Yes, you did.
It's crazy.
I mean, every time I say something, you certainly go,
Marco, you are. is that
I'm exactly?
That's so, talking to my.
did I walk up to Leroy in the middle of Game 5 last year on an airplane and just go to him sadly in the dark and just go, stinks, and then walk back to my seat?
Right. We on our way to Vegas. We ain't got time for this. He just, everybody's sleeping. Right,
Tyler Hero.
He just hovered over me, dude, till I realized he was there.
Stinks.
And just turned around and walked back. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's different this year, though, dude. He's got the buzz cut. He's got muscle. He's pesky on defense. Pat Riley was praising him yesterday.
Dr. Tobago said Tyler just heard that, made him drop his lime green neon bucket hat.
I do feel he is more relaxed this year. I see,
definitely him. Happier. He definitely seems like he's got a great spirit about him.
Let me tell you what happens in professional sports. You spend your whole life trying to get to a certain point. You get there, you want to be accepted, right? Then after like 3 or 4 years, you realize you just got to do you, because some people ain't going to like you regardless. And then you get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably when you play your best basketball. So that's kind of how it goes. But everybody has to get to the point where I don't care what people think. I got to do me.
Pat Riley told Tim Reynolds and reporters yesterday on Tyler Hero's preseason, quote, I love his attitude, his approach to the game. He looks quicker. He looks more dynamic, and defensively, is he going to lead the league in steals? Man, he's getting his hands on everything. Wow.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Whoa. I don't know about these comments. This
Goosey's galore.
Wow. You're the only person I know could have literally hot takes on both sides. Recorded.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I am.
You keep swinging, champ. You're going to hit one.
I'm not swinging. I just call it like swinging. I see it. I call it like I see it at the time. You know?
At the time.
You know, like, listen, maybe Tyler Hero can be the Miami Heat's version of Sergei Bobrovsky. You know, somebody on this show was calling him Four Gold Bob for in a year. A lot of people wanted him out.
Here's the deal. See, hold on.
Wow, dude.
In defense of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That was for betting purposes.
Oh dude.
And I call him for, okay. I call him, wait. I call him Four Gold Bob, and I made a killing. Did I not?
So what? If you make a great return, the takes don't matter?
The takes were accurate.
But maybe
the takes were accurate. Spot on.
That's what I'm saying, baby.
That's different than what you're saying.
I don't know if it is. You and me?
Listen, at no point in time have I uttered anything close to what you have said about Tyler Hero, about Bob.
What?
The only thing I said was, dude gives up 4 goals a game, I'm cashing in. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, you were so nice about it.
I didn't say get rid of him.
Yeah, you were so nice about it. You didn't call him Hockey Eli Apple.
Then where's the tape?
I'll find it. I'll hit the archives. Find the archives.
The only thing you're going to find is me going, Four Gold Bob, I'm in. That's it.
That's not what you just said.
Yes.
Not what you said. Take a break.
I'm going to give up 4 goals. We can count on it. I'm betting it. That's what the whole season. Wow. That whole season was that. You know that. Bob's a bum. Get him out of here. Fat cat. It was none of that.
Kind of was.
No, kind of wasn't my ass.
You did contract watch on him.
What do you mean contract watch?
You're like, how many more years do we got? I'm like, 6.
I was adding up how much money I could win. If I should increase my bets.
I don't like this.
I'm just saying.
And then somehow when he turned it around, all you did was blame me.
You're for like, not going around. Yeah.
See?
Yep.
If you get caught in a take, then you just get to like deflect
three
it on
years
me.
Ago.
The same thing with the Tyler thing.
No, it wasn't. That was last year, dude.
In the past. Past is the past.
Not even a year old. We're talking about, you're talking about me. It's 3 years ago.
I don't like this.
Look, sometimes the truth hurts, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not the truth. You're a deceiver of the truth.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Everybody who watches this show know. Oh, that's the only thing I cheated on. I did cheat on that. What? I was cheating at beer chugs, but that's because Lil Snitch just went all, I'm not your daddy on me and just ratted me out.
She goes, white ice. Take a break. Leroy, you got some picks for us coming up later in this segment?
I got it. I got it.
We'll get Leroy's picks for the weekend coming on up. Take a break. Back after this. You rascals, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
Your axattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
It is mostly cloudy and quite breezy.
Ah.
I can't tell which way the winds are blowing because it's so cloudy. I can't see any movement, but the trees are doing the lean back. That being said, it's been a bit less humid and a bit cooler. So I'm going to say it's right around 80 degrees right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if you got a stray shower because it does look pretty cloudy.
I do, Froggy.
80 degrees exactly. Winds at surprisingly 19 miles per hour out of the northeast.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yes, indeed. And there is a chance for a few showers this afternoon.
Yeah, it does look it. It does look it for sure. Mike McDaniel, he has told reporters Devon Achane has practiced fully the past 2 days, not yet cleared concussion protocol, because it's based on a final stand from the medical expert after practice today. But the team is optimistic he will play on Sunday. So that is good news. The Dolphins will have him, Mostert, and of course, I'm sure keep putting Jalen Wright out there a little bit too. So more things coming together for the Dolphins on that side of the football. At least the defense is more banged up because of Ogba dealing with something. Holland is out there going to be playing with a
Billy Club.
Yeah. So we'll see. Leroy, what do you got for this? Any picks that are standing out to you this weekend class picks with you?
I got one, one locked and loaded.
Ooh-wee.
And I did something I don't normally do, but the guy's been a bum. So
whoa.
I ride trends, baby.
Fair.
You know what? If you've gotten me a couple of times, you best believe you are off Leroy's list of guys I'm going to. So I got, this is NFL and I got a college one too.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, more than 242.5.
Ooh.
They play against Carolina. Oof. See where I'm going there? Now here's the problem. Sometimes he runs for a lot of yards and it takes away from it. So this is one of them that I'm kind of a little nervous. Because he's not just a passer. So feels he like can have 350 total yards, but only have like 225 passing.
I'm sure the Panthers fans love having their number one pick overall benched, and they're seeing what Jaden Daniels is doing just a year later. I'm sure that feels great for them.
Then I have, and you'll notice a trend here, Sam Darnold, more than 258.5, playing against Detroit. Now, Detroit, they're always playing high-scoring games, right? They always play high-scoring games, so.
No, I mean, not last week because of old Jerry.
I mean, yeah. But Minnesota's undefeated, too.
They did just lose Aiden Hutchinson, so you don't know how they're going to.
Right, so it might be just shootout. Right. So that's what I'm guessing.
What's his number, 250?
258.5. Now, you're going to see my trend here. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, don't do that.
More or less 234.5. Less.
Oof.
They are playing New England.
Yeah.
I mean, every game New England plays is a street fight.
Drake May did look better. I mean, imagine they walk in there. They're going to beat Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but that's on the other side. That's on the other side.
No, no, no. I understand. It is in London, too.
Defensively, they've been decent. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Because at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I have Josh Allen for more than 213 and a half. I figure new toys, right?
New toys, Tennessee.
I'm trying to figure out what the number is. Why is the number so low for Josh Allen?
I mean, he has not been putting up big numbers.
I know.
And he's also a guy who runs.
Right. So here's one. I see these numbers and I'm disgusted.
Wow.
That numbers could be this low.
What do you think Josh Allen's high this year is on throwing?
250? 260?
263 against the Jags. But his other ones, 215 last week, 131, 180 the week before that. Jacksonville, 139 against the Dolphins, 232.
Can I throw something in there?
There's no interceptions on
there? Can I throw something in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New toy.
Mm-hmm. Chris Broutrunner.
Which is the same reason why Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man.
More than 229 and a half. You know they slinging it. You know they slinging it.
Pittsburgh, dude. Pittsburgh's defense is nasty.
Yeah, hopefully they play catch up. Well, see, here's the problem. I think that game may be a tickle fight. You know why? Because if the Steelers switch quarterbacks, you ain't going to switch back during this game. So it might be a struggle.
Crazy. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Should be an interesting one. We will go over the whole slate and tickle Leroy's fancy next. I'm so fancy. Ah! It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's
fancy. Real quick. Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Arrested for DUI with a handgun.
You can't say oh no and it not be a death though. Like that.
I mean,
bad news.
That was just bad news.
That's just bad news.
Minus
like,
one.
No, the oh no only means one thing on this show.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. By the way, we had some crack researchers. 2021 was what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
With the Bobrovsky.
Okay, so that would be his third year with the Panthers. So you were doing it for 3 years?
No, I just started that year. I did it that year. That's the only year I did it.
Dude, look, I love you to death. Do not lie. Oof. You've been busted on Bob. By the way, his first year was his worst year. So you've been busted on Bob since year one.
No, before Cole Bob only came up the third year.
No, it did not. It was his worst year, his first year.
Oof.
Okay.
You're sitting.
I was a little angel for just that 1 year where I was on a run.
You hosed him down. You were wrong. He's a champion. It's okay. We all
know. No, that's 3 years ago. You said let's go move on, and yet you brought it up, not me.
Because you were trying to buy. You're like, well, I never rip players. Ridiculous.
Tom the Bull is clip, Leroy. I haven't seen anything.
Right. I know.
No evidence.
He probably told Robbie to delete it before he left.
Real, yeah, that sounds like me. Sounds like me.
Delete the Bob tapes.
Like, come on, dude. Like, you just making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff up, dude.
Then where's?
I'm gonna find it. Trust me.
I can pull your stuff up all the time.
No, you can't. You don't have it. He does.
Okay, still record. Why can't he find nothing about me?
Because he wasn't producing back then.
Because it was so damn long ago.
That's hearsay, okay. Your Honor.
All right, let's get to it. We got an action-packed week. I'm ready to go.
9:30 a.m. in London. The New England Patriots take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars, 6-point favorites.
for the purposes of my prize picks, I will keep a looky-loo. But there ain't no way in hell I'm watching that game. So my fancy is not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
At 1 o'clock, Leroy, the Miami Dolphins visit the Indianapolis Colts, who are 3-3 and a 3-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does.
My
I want to see.
Fancy is tickled.
Listen, contrary to popular belief, each week, Tyler Huntley has gotten better. Like, he's been ripped. Last week, he ripped a couple up down the middle of the field. So he's getting better. And I just want, like, let's just hang in there. Get the W. Hang in there. Get the W. Because it might not look pretty because you got so many guys out. But if you can get the win, you're at 3-3, and then Tua comes back, then we can have this conversation. All right? We can have a conversation. So my fantasy is definitely tickled with this one.
Also at 1 o'clock on Fox, the Seattle Seahawks 3-3 visit the Atlanta Falcons, who are 3-point favorites. Tickle your fancy?
Nope.
Interesting. Why not?
Fancy not tickled.
Big bowl of meh.
You know my that, and you know my feelings for Atlanta.
At 1 o'clock, the Tennessee Titans at 1-4 visit the Buffalo Bills, who are 8.5-point favorites.
Can I just be slightly tickled? I want to see what it looks like with
if you're slightly tickled, you're tickled.
All right, then I'm tickled only because
my fancy is tickled.
I'm a big fan of the guy they just signed, and I want to see him play on with a real quarterback.
At 1 o'clock on CBS.
Are all the games at 1 o'clock?
All the ones that I'm listening to you.
See, why you got to be a smart ass like that?
Cincinnati Bengals at 2-4 visit the 1-5 Cleveland Browns. Tickle your fancy?
No. At this point, it's like plucking facial hair. Like, no.
Doesn't it have to be tickled? Like, you have to, you got to talk about it with Jay Crawford.
Fancy not tickled.
You haven't witnessed this yet. I can watch one football game and watch the ticker go by and tell you what's going on in all the other games. It's a skill that I have.
Another Deshaun Watson stinker. Also,
I just don't want him to go 20 of 25 for 130 yards. That's for running back stats.
These next couple games are much better. At 1 o'clock. The Houston Texans visit the Green Bay Packers, who are 2.5-point favorites at Lambeau Field.
Good game. Good game. Yeah, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
Two young quarterbacks. What we would say, the new wave, the new age of quarterbacking. Everybody in the NFC Central has a winning record. They have more wins in the division than any division in the history of football at this point. And Houston is being Houston. They're still cranking out wins and looking good. So this might be one of the games of the week.
Then at 1 o'clock, Leroy, Man Campbell's Detroit Lions visit the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings, who are 1.5-point favorites at home. Dig your fancy?
Yes. Yes. Minnesota's win total in the beginning of the year was 7. Lost their quarterback. And now they're 5-0.
My fancy is tickled.
I don't know how real it is. I don't know how it is. And then we all like Detroit. Detroit's fun to watch. They may or may not go for it on 4th and 6. Right? And it's a cool story. Say what you want about Dan Campbell, how intense he is or whatever. This thing has proven to be really good with his ability to coach.
With this giant ass.
Even with the, like, it looks like he's just going to sit down and drive out of the room.
Plus, you have probably the best offense in the league going up against Brian Flores' defense, which has been humming.
Yep.
Humming. At 1 o'clock, an NFC East matchup. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Eagles visit the New York Football Giants, and Philly is a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
No.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Philly wins, and they still boo them.
Fancy not tickled.
Oof. I ate the cheese with the Giants last, because Daniel Jones looked decent. And then he went back to doing Daniel Jones stuff. So, no, I don't want to watch that.
Now we get to the late slate. 4:05 on the West Coast. Oof. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
We'll take out the Rams for the record, everybody.
The Rams are. Nope. You want me to say it twice?
The Rams are a touchdown favorite.
Really?
1-4.
And they're not good. That has to be a record, right? A 1-4 team being favored by seven points.
It's got to be flirting with it if it's not.
Jeez.
We mentioned this one last segment, but the Carolina Panthers at 1-5 visit the Washington Commanders, who are the biggest favorite of the week at -8. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I like watching the young quarterback. I like watching him. Like, he can throw the ball really well. He kind of has that Cam Ward demeanor, right? He's very, like, he is one of the quarterbacks that people really think is going to be around for a long time. I like seeing it. It's fun to watch.
At 4:25, Fox's game of the week, a Super Bowl rematch. The Kansas City Chiefs at 5-0 visit the San Francisco 49ers, 3-3. 2-point favorites hosting the champs. Take your fancy.
Kansas City's underdog?
Yep.
Huh. My fancy's tickled. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Fancy is tickled.
Seems like Leroy just saw a couple chili peppers turn into his eyes turn into chili peppers. Yeah, there, Marcos.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they give you three, so they're basically saying, let me get this right. They think that they're going to win by five.
That would mean they think the Chiefs would win by one, because if you're usually
that's if the Chiefs were -2. The Chiefs were -2, they would say
it's in San Fran,
right?
Home team usually gets three.
It's three.
It's even,
right? So that makes it five.
Does it?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You get three, so that means five.
At 8:20, Sunday Night Football.
Hold on. I need it to be a good one because I'm going to be damn near fasting the next day. So I need something to get me late into the night so I don't want to get the munchies and eat garbage.
Well, there's nothing that'll feed you and satiate your hunger more than a little petty watching. The New York Jets.
There we go.
Take on another team you hate, but I think you hate Aaron Rodgers more. The Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jets. 2-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy?
How can I? I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Stop saying that.
Okay, dude.
Totally hate Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
But what are your feelings? I do hate Pittsburgh.
Wait, what?
That's just it's just in me. If really? You play for Cleveland, you got to hate Pittsburgh.
Interesting. So, you've given so much respect to Pittsburgh Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. The respect I have for the organization is one thing.
Mm.
Still means I hate their guts.
Right.
See, you can have a rival and appreciate, you know, I'm a Mike Tomlin fan. It's unfortunate he's a Pittsburgh coach, because every time I have to watch a Pittsburgh game, I accidentally root against him.
You called Aaron Rodgers quarterback fangs, old fart. Like, what do you mean?
I know. I'm torn here. I don't know. Like, I.
Oh, you know. Let me tell you something. We walk in on Monday, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-2, and the Jets drop to 2-5. You know how you're going to feel.
You
great. And you're going to be calling for Vlad.
Oh, so you think my hatred for.
Isn't Vlad in on Monday, Marcos?
He is indeed.
You what think I hate mean? Aaron Rodgers? Why?
He annoys you.
Like, the antics annoy me, yes.
You totally hate Aaron Rodgers, dude.
But like, I hate the fact that everybody thinks that a 40-year-old off of Achilles is supposed to be great.
All right, let me ask you this. What do you like about Aaron Rodgers? Because I haven't heard say one positive thing about him.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best pure passers that we've ever seen.
Uh-huh. And in your mind, kind of a disappointment because he's only got one ring.
Well, I've also stated facts. See,
you said that he choked in the playoffs.
Wait, hold on.
There it goes.
You're confused facts with opinion. Okay? My facts are Aaron Rodgers has done less with more talent than he currently has now. So why all of a sudden are we expecting him to do more with less?
You've also called him
that. Chew on that.
Called him a choke artist. Said, oh, some one seed didn't even know how to run into the end zone.
You called him a wacko.
He's been 14-2, 13-3, and never even made it to a championship game. What is that? What do you call that? Let me ask you this. What we've been saying if Tua did that or Lamar Jackson last year.
But I don't disagree with you. I would say if I was in your position, man, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Mm. But you won't. You will say all these things and say, yeah, but I like him.
Yeah, that's true.
I can separate the accomplishments from the person.
Doesn't sound like you can. What? Because it sounds like you're adding his failures and the guy, and you don't seem to mention many of the accomplishments.
Four MVPs.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with it. Just say you hate him. It's all good.
Just say you hate him.
I know you don't have vitriol towards him. I know you're not like I spend my days, but in sports you're just like you see him on the TV, you're like,
but I don't hate him. Oh. I just think the honest truth is, I just think that because he's Aaron Rodgers, we perched him up like he was going to do something that he never, ever, ever had an opportunity to do while he was with the Jets. Because he's 40 and because he just came off of an Achilles. And if it were any other person, but think about this. Kirk Cousins came off the same injury, right?
Yes.
He looks better than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a crapshoot with these things. But to just assume that a guy's going to come back with that team is laughable to me.
Like you're saying, like, I don't hate Joel Embiid. Like, I'm sure he's a lovely person, but I'm not going to sit here and deny that I dislike the guy. And I say all the same things about him as a basketball player. No. You do about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. You complain about somebody.
You what the weak you white buck?
What did you do this past week, dude? When he threw Mike Williams under the bus, you were like, boo! Oh, you're going to go on McAfee and bring your best friend?
No. You are an expert at all the other stuff.
You have gone just as hard on Aaron Rodgers this year as I have on any athlete ever.
Yep.
No, I haven't.
It's the same as him with Liam Eikenberg.
Oh, my God.
It's the same. On. It really is the same.
But he's the only person that feels that way about Liam Eikenberg.
I'm definitely not.
Then why is he still playing?
They got no other choice, baby.
Okay.
They chose to draft a backup left tackle instead of a guard. That's why.
But backup left tackle is usually the most athletic, and so you figure you can move them around.
Would love to know, but they don't try.
Huh?
Would love to know, but they don't try.
They can't because everybody else is banged up, too.
Who?
There's other linemen hurt.
No, they're not. They're all healthy, dude.
Oh, really?
The only guy who's not here is Isaiah Wynn, and he's not playing this year. Hmm. So, you know, another Chris Greer, great insurance. Chris Greer would be a terrible insurance salesman. He's like, that roof's all right.
Looks good to me.
Gives it can't even get through it. Chris Greer's like, just writing out claims checks. He goes, couldn't even get through a Category 1 rainstorm.
Hmm. Totally misjudged that one.
Monday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does. It'd be interesting to see how the, like, Tampa, they look good with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they do.
Right? And Baltimore's Baltimore, right? They're always going to be on the hunt.
Baltimore, so, a 3.5-point road favorite.
Man, I can see it. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a close game. If they get into a shootout, I wonder if Baltimore can also be in the shootout.
Right. That's interesting. Yep.
Right. So,
finally, it is a Monday night doubleheader.
On ESPN Plus, I heard.
Which I have. Which, you know.
You got everything.
I do.
Yeah.
You don't have ESPN Plus?
I think I do.
I'm sure you do.
I got Disney.
The Los Angeles Chargers visit the Arizona Cardinals. Oh. To your fancy?
There was a reason why I wanted to watch this game, and I can't remember.
Checking on your boy? Making sure he's all right on the sideline?
No. No. Who's oh, I know why.
You have a prize pick?
Yeah, Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Chili Peppers. Chili Peppers. A little intrigued.
You know what sucks about this? When I watch other teams that have quarterbacks and I hear the way everybody talks about Tua, like, I don't want anybody to not have success, right? But I find myself, based on what the media says about Tua, mm-hmm. to wish the guys that he was with suck so he could get his shine. And that's not a good thing.
It's completely fine. I just wish you would let yourself be a sports fan. Like, you've been in the game now.
Here's why. Because I see you every day, and then I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm gonna be that.
You kind of are. You're slowly morphing into Tobes.
No, I'm not. Hey, so somebody asked earlier, when Tommy goes at it, does he say scenario?
Not yet, but he will one day. Take a break. Be back with more after this.